Thank you so much for having me.
Now, as I understand it, you were not in any danger during the attacks. Tell us where you were when the attacks happened and how you eventually heard about them.
Yeah, so I was walking around Paris. I had a friend fly in, so we were just walking around checking out the sights of Paris, and we got on the train last night to, I live in the south of Paris, so we left around 5:30 that night. And I didn't hear about the attacks until the next morning.
That must have been a surreal experience hearing about them the next morning. I mean, what was your first reaction?
Well, my first reaction was we were supposed to stay in Paris on Friday night, and we would have been walking around. So my first reaction was, thank God the incidents that occurred with us rearranged our plans, so we weren't in the city. And then it was shock. It was complete shock, and my heart really went out to all the French people who were affected by this. It was really, really tragic news.
Did you have friends and family who were concerned? I understand that you there was an automatic Facebook alert that you were able to get on and let folks know that you were okay.
Yeah, so I got bombarded with emails and Facebook messages and phone calls from concerned friends and family. And the Facebook had an automatic alert to say that I was safe, to let everyone know that I was safe. And so that's how I let everyone know that I was okay.
Christine, we're talking to you now. It's about 1 o'clock, almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon in France, early in the morning here. What is the mood of the city this morning? Paint us a picture of how it seems in Paris today, right now.
Sure. So in Paris, everyone is still in mourning. Everyone walks around with heavy hearts. And also there's a bit of anger about what happened, but there's also a lot of hope. There's a lot of people who are feeling very patriotic and not afraid. They're going about their daily lives as they normally would, and I think that sends a powerful message too.
And how are you feeling as a Vermonter who is in France now? And tell us what you're doing there, why you've come to France. I understand that you have some French heritage, and part of this is you want to connect with that heritage, being there.
Yeah, so I moved to France to start a new adventure, and I'm half French, so I wanted to embrace that side of my life. And I'm currently working with teaching English to children right now, and I plan on staying here for a long time, a couple years, perhaps.
These attacks haven't done anything to change your mind about that, haven't altered your plans in any way. Have you had any kind of second thoughts?
Absolutely no second thoughts. I definitely plan on staying here. And the terrorists want people to second guess what they're doing. They want people to live in fear. And I think that's what makes the French so strong, is that they refuse to let this fear take hold of them.
Is there anything that you could tell us about French people that perhaps Americans don't understand, or a myth in a way that you might want to bust, if you will, something about how they're responding to this and how people are feeling over there?
Well, there's all kinds of stories going around social media, so you can kind of all kinds of views and all kinds of opinions. But I think it's important to remember that the French are feeling really united right now, and they were feeling really united at the time of the attacks. And they are strong and resilient, and they're refusing to let the terrorists beat them. There's a lot of great stories online about, I don't know if you've heard of the hashtag Porte Ouverte, but it's open door, hashtag open door, where people were opening their doors to people trying to get off the streets on Friday night. And I think that sends a powerful message as well.
Those areas that were hit, the restaurant, the concert hall, I'm assuming these are places that you may have even frequented in the past, or at least know about, or have walked by?
Yeah, there's an agency that I work for that's right near the Place de la République, where in the 10th arrondissement, the 10th neighborhood where some of the attacks took place. So, yeah.
Well, Christine, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us this morning and for helping us get an idea of what it's like in Paris today after those terrible attacks. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.